Although I had heard about Einstein's special theory of relativity a long time ago, it was again David Bohm who first explained it, along with some of its philosophical implications to me. Because I have no mathematical background, teaching me modern physics, especially esoteric topics such as the theory of relativity, was not an easy task. When I think of Bohm's patience, his soft voice and gentle manner, and the care with which he made sure that I was following his explanation, I miss him dearly. As any layperson who has attempted to understand this theory is aware, even a basic comprehension of Einstein's principle demands a willingness to defy common sense. Einstein put forward two postulates, the constancy of the speed of light and the principle of relativity, which maintains that all laws of physics must be exactly the same for all observers in relative motion. With these two premises, Einstein revolutionized our scientific understanding of space and time. His theory of relativity gave us the well-known equation of matter and energy, E equals mc squared, admittedly the only scientific equation I know. Today we can even see it on t-shirts, and a host of challenging and entertaining thought experiments. Many of these, such as the twins paradox of the special theory of relativity, time dilation, or the contraction of objects at high velocity, have now been confirmed experimentally. The twins paradox, in which if one twin were to fly aboard a spaceship at near the speed of light to a star, say 20 light years away, and then return to Earth, he will find his twin to be 20 years older than he, reminds me of the story of how a Sangha was taken to Maitreya's heavenly realm, where he received the five scriptures of Maitreya, all in the time frame of a tea break. But when he returned to Earth, 50 years had passed. Appreciating the full nature of the twins' paradox involves understanding a set of complex calculations which I am afraid are beyond me. As I understand it, the most important implication of Einstein's theory of relativity is that notions of space, time, and mass cannot be seen as absolutes, existing in themselves as permanent, unchanging substances or entities. Space is not an independent three-dimensional domain, and time is not a separate entity. Rather, they coexist as a four-dimensional continuum of space-time. In a nutshell, Einstein's special theory of relativity implies that, while the speed of light is invariable, there is no absolute privileged frame of reference, and everything, including space and time, is ultimately relative. This is a truly remarkable revelation. In the Buddhist philosophical world, the concept of time as relative is not alien. Before the 2nd century CE, the Sautrantika school argued against the notion of time as absolute. Dividing the temporal process into the past, present, and future, the Sautrantikas demonstrated the interdependence of the three and argued for the untenability of any notion of independently real past, present, and future. They showed that time cannot be conceived as an intrinsically real entity existing independently of temporal phenomena, but must be understood as a set of relations among temporal phenomena. Apart from the temporal phenomena on which we construct the concept of time, there is no real time that is somehow the grand vessel in which things and events occur, an absolute that has an existence of its own.